Now, good morning. There we go. Would you join me in prayer? Father, we come before you this morning and we give you praise and thank you, Lord, again and again for your love and your mercy toward us. We thank you, Lord, for the birth of your Son, our Savior. We're thankful, Lord, for the beginning of a new year. We praise you, Lord, because you are God, Savior, King, and Redeemer. Lord, open our hearts and our minds for what you have for us today. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Nice to see you all here this morning. We're a little sparse earlier, just starting to fill in a little bit. Prayer cards are in front of you. Please, if you have prayer requests, fill those out and pass them toward the center when the kids come around to collect. I can't think of anything else that's going on this morning that I should be remembering. If you've had something happen to you and need prayer, make sure you write out a prayer card. I just happen to be looking in that direction. just write out those prayer requests so we can pray over them. Would you do prayers this morning?
I could.
Okay, that would be awesome.
That's all we have.
Yeah, prayer theme.
Please stay with us and we'll start singing. Praising God this morning. Remember those walls that we called sin and shame. They were like prisons that we couldn't escape. But he came and he died and he rose. Those walls are rubble now. Remember those giants we called death and grave. They were like mountains that stood in our way. But he came and he died and he rose. Those giants are dead now. This is our God. This is who he is. He loves us. This is our God. This is what he does. He saves us. Cross, beat the grave, let heaven and earth proclaim, this is our God, King Jesus. Remember that fear that took our breath away, faith so weak that we could barely pray, but he heard every word. Every whisper. Now those altars in the wilderness tell the story of his faithfulness. Never once did he fail, and he never will. This is our God, this is what he does. He loves us. This is our God, this is what he does, he saves us. He bore the cross, beat the grave, let heaven and earth proclaim, this is our God,
Good morning. All right. Let's see what's coming up. Got to keep an eye on him. All right. This Tuesday, 6 p.m., that is December 31st, which happens to be New Year's Eve, we're having a party. Game night. Bring your favorite food and games and drinks and come join us for lots of fun. We usually go from 6 p.m. until 12:05. I mean, yeah, I don't last longer than that. So, let's see. We have our Romans Bible studies on Friday, 6 p.m. January 5th, that's next Sunday, we will be starting A Crucified Life by A.W. Tozer, 8:45 a.m. back in the junior church room. I believe Pastor Kenny has the books. Yep. They are $10. So you can just put your $10 with a note in the offering. Okay. What'd you say? That works? That works. Okay. If you did not sign up and you still want to come, please do. We can get more books. Tuesdays is our prayer night, 6 p.m. here at the church. Pastor Kenny leading. January 11th, that's a Saturday. That is our next ladies' breakfast, 9 a.m. here at the church. Please bring a dish to pass and come join us for fellowship and prayer. Beginning January 12th, Sunday after church, is the Experiencing God class. Again, the sign-up has gone out. People have signed up. If you were still interested, please join us. We can get more books. Even if you can't commit to doing all the work, just being in group is really, really awesome. The fellowship and the learning is amazing.
That could be in the very front classroom as well.
You gotta put them in the kids?
After church.
Okay. All right. Yep, they're going to put you... No, I'm not going to say that. What else? I don't know what that is. God's at War?
Yeah, God's at War.
That's another book study?
Yes, that will be taking place after church.
All right. So January 19th, that is also a Sunday, that God's at War study group will begin approximately... right after service for approximately an hour. And that will meet in the junior church room. Experiencing God will meet in the preschool room. Yeah. January 20th, that is our next Day of Hope Fresh Food Initiative. 2 p.m. here at the church. Please join us as we serve our community. All more hands make less work, and it makes it more fun. April 5th, that's a Saturday. That is the Women's Conference in Indiana. The deadline for that is December 31st. Tammy's the one to email if you are interested in going. And I believe Roseanne has reserved rooms so that we can stay overnight if we choose. Is that true, Crazy?
Yes.
Yes. Crazy said yes. So, Brock, did I forget anything?
Nope.
No? Oh. I'm not there yet, but yes. All right. So it is that time. It's time to check in. If you have not checked in, please text the word check to 517-522-4062. Check yourselves into the attendance group and your children into their classrooms. If you are a parent and you checked your child in, you should receive a security code. That is the secret password to receive your children at the end of service. Please come receive your children at the end of service. We're working on all getting that so that you can check kids in and out safely. Anything else other than prayer cards? All right. I need some helpers this morning. Do I have any willing helpers? I see one. All right. If you would please pass your prayer cards to the center, my lovely assistant will collect them. He looks so excited to be here, too. Smile, Trap. Don't scare him.
Let's bow our heads and what's up? Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. I have
going to Costa Rica for cross country.
New Year's Day.
Yeah.
Evan. Jan.
Just easier to give an update. Brickner's on. They're traveling down to Mississippi ultimately. Right today, it'll be going as far as Tennessee. And then I just wanted to update you on Megan. They are going to meet with her on January 15th. She'll meet with the doctors in U of M to discuss radiation or no radiation. She saw a radiologist this last Friday, and he was more encouraging than the radiologist was. So just keep praying. That's what, right?
Yeah. Awesome. Okay. If we've got, does anyone else have any other prayer requests to add? Okay. All right. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. God, we, as this year is ending and as the new year begins, please keep us mindful of the work that you've set before us. You've given us a great gift that we're to rejoice in our work and to rejoice in you as we do it. And God, we come to you humbly as your people to bring our needs and lay them bare and pray as a congregation for each other. I'll start with the prayer request we just got. Travel mercies for Bailey as she goes to a different country. And all the challenges that come with that, and keeping her safe, as well as the Brickners. They'll be heading down south for a little while. And Megan, as she fights this disease, God, we thank you for the life that you've given us, and we understand that it comes with challenges. And disease is one of those, and we trust you to see us through. We've got, let's see, Roseanne's neighbor Sandy. Let's see. Seems like she's got, let's see, knee pain. Chronic, and when it gets wet and cold, it gets worse, it seems. So we want to pray for healing there, and control of pain. God, we pain management is part of the healing process, and sometimes we have to feel the pain to be healed. But God, we thank you that you are faithful to heal us. And in that vein, also for David, who tore his bicep and is going to see a surgeon on January 6th. And God, we pray for the best there as well. Okay, and then we've got one more. There is a youth retreat coming up, and we want to pray for Jamie, Jess, and Steve, who are taking a few of our kids, and a couple extras, it looks like. We pray for travel mercies there. Health and bringing these kids up, teaching them in your ways, and helping them grow in spirit and in truth. And God, we every opportunity we have to get together with other believers is a blessing. So this is I always loved youth retreats when I was a kid, and the memories made there are lasting, and mostly what they are memories of you and your faithfulness and your goodness, and in a place like that, those things can shine through. So God, thank you for everything and be with us as we go. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay. Please stand with us and we'll sing a couple more songs. Every song we could ever sing, worthy of all the praise we could ever bring, worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you. Jesus, the name above every other name. Jesus, the only one who could ever say, worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you. Jesus, the name above every other name. Jesus, the only one who could ever say, there is none beside you.
Open up my eyes in wonder and show me who you are and fill me with your heart and lead me in your love for those around me.
Sit up here and be able to take roll, but I missed last week, so sorry. So stewardship. We think of stewardship and we think about it as being managing resources, our time, talents, gifts, money. But this week something came up that made me think about it is also taking care of the resources themselves, or in the corporate world we would call them assets, right? Like your car, you got to change the oil, change the tires, you take care of it. That's being a good steward of your vehicle or your home. You keep it clean, you try to keep the roof from leaking. In the Old Testament, we see, you know, the temple of God, and there's a whole tribe, the Levites, the priests, a big part of their job, their focus was just taking care of the temple, right? A pretty serious, big responsibility, caring for the house of God. Well, Paul writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16, is one time he wrote it. He says, "Do you know that you are God's temple and God's Spirit dwells in you?" He also talks about it in a couple chapters later. So often we get focused on the stewardship of giving or taking care of others or serving, and it is pretty easy to neglect ourselves. And so keep in mind that you're God's handiwork. Somewhere in here it says you're a masterpiece of His. It's okay. In fact, He kind of expects you to take care of it if you read what Paul wrote. So some ways I think of it, this, as we come on to New Year's, you think of the New Year's resolutions, and it wasn't the intent here, but it kind of goes along that line. But we think about what goes in your body, what you eat. You got to stop and eat. A pretty good story in the Bible, Matthew 15, verse 32, where Jesus, he's been with this crowd of people for, it says, 3 days. And finally, he sits down and he says, you know, I don't know what he said, but if it was me, it would be like, "Hey, man, I'm getting pretty hungry. I'm betting these other people are hungry too. Let's find something to eat." Right? So the point is, he took time to eat himself, to feed others. Step away, get some rest. Way back the beginning, creation, God took the seventh day and rested. Again, Jesus told his disciples, and is Matthew 6, verse 31 is where he says this, but he had sent his disciples out like two by two to take care of business. And they come back and they're kind of worn out. And Jesus says, "Come away by yourselves to a desolate place and rest." So we got to eat. We got to rest. And we got to get time with God. We see Jesus doing that multiple times himself, modeling that in the Bible. One time is in Mark 1, chapter 1, verse 35. He's with his disciples, and he kind of disappears in the morning to go pray, and to the point where they're like, "Where'd he go?" They had to go hunt him down. So get away. Take time with God. I just want to read out of Proverbs here, chapter 4, starting in verse 20. "My son, be attentive to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Let them not escape from your sight. Keep them within your heart. For they are life to those who find them and healing to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all vigilance, for from it flow the springs of life." So take care of yourself. Take care of your heart, your mind, your body, because out of it, God's got some really cool things. Can I get my collectors? I forget the word. Volunteers. Yeah, let's go with that. Pray if you want to. If you want to pray with me. Father God, we do thank you. We thank you for this season. We thank you for a new year. We can think of that as renewal, new opportunities. Put the old behind and look forward to the new. And just look forward to how you're going to take care of us and how we're going to be able to bless others and flourish through that. In Jesus' name, amen.
You're not ready. Could you? You already did?
I already did.
Oh, he's on top of things. Come on. Morning, bud. How are you all doing this morning?
Good.
I want to read to you from God's Word, and then I'll explain it, okay? In the 139th Psalm, basically what Steve was preaching on a little bit ago, for you were formed, for you, speaking to God, formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. You, each one of you, are a work of God. You were created for a purpose and a reason, and God loves you, and He has something for you. All His works are good, right? That's what the Bible told us. Every one of you is a work of God. I can't tell you that enough. And God loves you from the, so much. And every one of those people out there are also a work of God. And God loves you very much. He created you for a purpose and a reason. And I think we need to remember that, especially in the beginning of a new year. So, let's pray, okay? Father, we thank you for your love and mercy. I thank you, Lord, for each one of these kiddos that are up here, Lord, that they are made for a reason, that they are the work of your hands, and your works are awesome and mighty and good. And Lord, we thank you for them. I thank you for this congregation again and again, the works of your hands. Lord, we ask your blessing upon these children, that you watch over them, that you help them to gain knowledge, that they come to know you as Lord and Savior and King, that they would fulfill the purpose for which they were created. In Jesus' name. Amen.
We bow our hearts, we bend our knees. O Spirit, come make us humble. We turn our eyes from evil things. O Lord, we cast down our idols. Give us clean hands. Give us pure hearts. Let us not lift our souls to another. And give us clean hands and give us pure hearts. Let us not lift our souls to another. And God, let us be a generation that seeks your face. Oh God, Jacob, and God, let us be a generation that seeks your face. Oh God, Jacob, we bow our hearts, we bend our knees. Oh Spirit, come make us humble. Turn our eyes from evil things. Oh Lord, we cast down our idols. And give us clean hands. And give us pure hearts. Let us not lift our souls to another. And give us clean hands. And give us pure hearts. Let us not lift our souls to another. And God, let us be a generation that seeks your face.
God is good. And he has given us, he's given you his word. I can't do any more than what I have to encourage you to read it. Get involved. Find a class. At least get involved in one of the classes. Would you join me this morning in prayer? Lord, we again thank you for your love and your mercy toward us. We thank you, Lord, for your word. Write it upon our hearts and minds. Make it a part of who we are in our everyday lives. Remind us again, Lord, each and every Sunday, each and every Tuesday, each and every day of the week, that you are God and Savior, King and Redeemer, and that you love us with a love that knows no end. In Jesus' name, I ask this. I ask also, Lord, that you bless this time of fellowship and the food that we are about to partake in. Lord, we love you and we praise you and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Generation that seeks your